Today, I'm so excited to have one of my good friends join me, Michael Gaddy. He is going to be here some of the times co-hosting the show with me on Simplified Solutions. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I've missed this.
Welcome to Simplified Solutions, your go-to resource for small business owners and entrepreneurs seeking practical advice, innovative strategies, and simple solutions for business, marketing, and technology. I'm your host, Christina Stubblefield. If you're eager to take your business to greater heights, then you're in the right place. We're here to help you unleash your business's untapped potential, boost your visibility, and maximize your investments. Let's dive into the world of simplified solutions. Stay tuned and let's simplify success together.
I know it kind of feels like we're back. So for those who don't know, we podcasted together for quite a while, started with the dreaded C word, COVID, and it was so much fun. It kind of took on a life of its own.
Sure did. That was 4 years ago.
Where does time go? No, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. But I wanted to, we had so much fun.
We did. We had a blast.
We actually have been working a lot together on several things. And I said, this would be great to come in and just have some conversations about this. But today is not really what we talked about before. Don't you like when I do that?
Oh, yeah. I always love your little surprises.
Perfect. So today I ran into a great friend of both of ours, and I have to bring this up. Guess who I ran into?
I'm scared.
No, I ran into Sharon.
Okay.
So the reason I'm sharing this is the topic. Of course, we had to catch up on many things because, you know, it's been a week since I've seen her. But she said something to me that really stood out. She said, do you think TikTok is going to go away? And when she said it, I said, no, I don't think so. And then I said, you know what? Let me ask you a question. And this is what I ask her, and I'm going to ask you the same. What would you do if all social media platforms were gone tomorrow? What would you do?
And answer that seriously.
Well, in your own way.
Honestly, it would make my life easier. But I don't think it'd be good for my business.
So if it was to go away, what would you focus in on if the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, let's just say all of them were gone, what would you focus in on?
I would probably focus in on more maybe TV, more radio. That's just coming from me.
Okay, let's go back to the online space.
Okay.
What would you focus on in the online world?
YouTube. Maybe doing videos like that.
Okay.
But still, I think that is being social media also, even though it
interesting is. You say that, because YouTube is the second largest search engine. I think it kind of gets lumped in with social media now because there's YouTube Shorts. Mm-hmm. Okay. But what else would you focus in on?
Well, more on my website, because I feel like our business has grown tremendously just on our website itself. Because that's the age. People would rather not talk to somebody on the phone. They would rather just get online and place an order. Our online orders have tripled in the last 2 years.
That's a really valid point. And I'm glad you said website. What I had the conversation, what I went back to earlier when I ran into Sharon was Google. You know, Google's the number one search engine. And with Google Business Profile, it's free. Like most social media platforms, mm-hmm. it's free. Mm-hmm. And so my point was, okay, let's talk about these three things, your website, Google, mm-hmm. and YouTube. That's potentially where people would focus their energy if social media platforms were gone tomorrow. But.
But what? Is Google leaving? And you didn't tell me.
No. No. But. What I was going to say is those three things I mentioned are foundational pieces for every business. Whether social media exists or not, those should be part of your marketing puzzle with or without social media. And when I said that, I got the same look. If you think about it, if someone finds you on Facebook, they are probably, and you can track this through reporting and analytics, they're probably going to your website. If someone finds you on Instagram or watches a YouTube video, for them to take the next step, most people's call to action is go here to read more about me, go here to schedule something, go here to inquire. And where does that live? On your website?
On the website, yeah. I just had my Google Analytics, whatever you call that.
Now, let's clarify that. Let's clarify. Are we talking about Google Analytics? Or are you talking about your Google Business Profile report that gets emailed?
That's what I'm talking about.
Google Business Profile. And I wasn't calling you out on that. Those really are two different
things. I get that monthly. But it'll tell you how many times your website was hit and so on. In the month of February, 33,000 people hit that website from that. And it blew my mind. Now, you've got to realistically think that it was Valentine's Day, too.
Sure.
For that week.
That's
or
a
that
lot of
month.
People.
But still, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, that pulls that to Google. So really, I should have said Google right off the bat. But I think of Google as almost like drinking water. You just have it anyway. It's there. You have to have it.
The other thing, though, is I think where your mind went was your mind went to, what did I do before social media? Because your answer was TV and radio.
Right.
And those still play a significant role as part of people's marketing puzzle. Maybe it's not for everyone, but it still is part of a marketing puzzle for some people. So it was just interesting that conversation was, I don't think people realize how important those foundational pieces are for your business every day. Even if you're not on social media, let's just say you're someone that's not on social media and you go out and you're part of the chamber or different networking or different types of events and you hand out a business card. Where are people going? They're either going to probably Google you or go straight to your website from that. And so I think that's the thing is there's so much different talk about, is TikTok going to get shut down in the U.S.? The security issues or other things that are being talked about and has been talked about for a while with Meta. And realistically, there's probably a lot more disgust that we don't even realize with different social media platforms. And if something was to change, it's not the end all be all. Because the content that you put up on TikTok, if TikTok was gone tomorrow from the US or from wherever, that same content can go up on YouTube Shorts, can technically go on Instagram Reels. And there are so many different repurposing strategies that people should be utilizing anyways that I still come back to the same thing. Do I think TikTok is going anywhere? No, but if all your eggs are in that basket, this has to bring some kind of awareness to, I probably shouldn't be all in on just one single platform. I should at least have something on other platforms.
I just feel like it's a full-time job. And as you know, we use you to help promote our business and the different sections of our business. But I feel like it's a full-time job to keep up with all of them.
Well, and it is. That's the thing is, too, I don't know that people really sit down and have a strategy for social media. People think of a marketing strategy being like the overarching. That's exactly what it is. But that doesn't mean that there should not be a strategy for social media. And I get it. A lot of people are solopreneurs or there are one or two of them in a business wearing many hats. But social media has proven time and time again how valuable it can be for your business. But I think today made me realize or made me think about how I maybe will start talking about social media. I really do believe that your website, search engines are vital to a business. And social media is kind of like a bonus. It's an extension of how you can promote your business. And that deserves its own strategy in itself.
Do you think such as TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, don't you feel like by using all of them that you're hitting different age groups?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot. And that's a loaded question in a good way. Because some people will say, yes, I know I should be on multiple platforms, but I don't have the time. And now the tools that are available out there, social media schedulers, where you can schedule the same piece of content to go out on multiple platforms. And when I say that, I don't mean it has to all go out at the same day, the same time. Those schedulers can be very robust from the standpoint of schedule this on this channel this day, this channel 2 days later, such and such. And the point that you just made is you're reaching different demographics, different Correct. Age groups. And for those in the event industry, for example, not only do you need to maybe reach the couple, but you probably also need to reach the parents or grandparents potentially that are involved or have a family member getting married. But then also, what about the other vendors that you can connect up with on social media as well? And that's why I say it's a loaded question in a good way. And I think what holds people up is they think, oh gosh, I'm going to be judged because Mike at Lloyd's Florist is going to see that I put out the same video on Facebook, and he's going to see I put the same video on Instagram, and that I put the same video on YouTube. The likelihood with the algorithms of you really seeing that, it's not very high.
Yeah.
And if it's someone that you enjoyed working with or potentially be interested in, we know that from statistics with advertising and marketing, how many times do people have to see something before they take action?
That is the truth. That is the truth. And sometimes it's just like trying to get business. You go to these networking groups and you can talk till you're blue in the face. Or somebody will contact us and say, Mike, you want to place an ad in our church advertisement. Mm-hmm. And you say no, but then they keep on and keep on and keep on. And it's like, okay, yes, I'll do it.
Repetition.
Yeah.
Repetition. Well, the other thing is, I want to say that with a caveat, because it really depends on where you're at with your business and your strategies. Because it may not be the answer for everyone to post the exact same content on multiple platforms at the exact same time. It really depends, and it's different for most businesses. And I think that that's what gets people hung up, is they just see, well, so-and-so said to do this, and so-and-so said to do that. And I'm more of that realistic person. And where we are at today with social media and how we focus in on our clients, and it's been like this for a while, you've heard me say this over and over again, but it's quality over quantity. And if that means posting 3 times a week and not 6 times a week, then that's what that means. Because it's other humans that you're trying to connect with. And I think so many times that that's passed over, that people just post a post because it's been a week and I haven't posted anything. But what is something that would get you to stop the scroll? What is something that would get your attention? And I really think delivering value is much more important than, oh my gosh, I need to post one time a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Well, one thing I've been struggling with here lately, especially in the florist, we have so many different categories that we can market, such as mm-hmm. weddings. I really ran off with the weddings. We're just now getting into prom, so you're working on the prom stuff for mm-hmm. us. And this has always been a struggle for me, but our big business too is funeral work. Now, Instagram and YouTube, I don't see that younger crowd jumping on that. But on Facebook, you've got an older crowd. Even my mother's, that's 82 years old, is on Facebook. Would that be something you would advertise on there?
Great question. I already have an answer.
Okay, great.
I think a lot of times people think when I post, it needs to be a marketing or sales post. A lot of times people's minds go to that. I'm going to make a post. I need to tell people that they can get a casket spray. Good gosh, I'll mess up this terminology. I need to tell them that I can do this beautiful casket spray. The example that you're asking me about is a perfect opportunity for you to tap into the educational part of, are you someone that's pre-planning? And I just saw something recently about this, and I don't know that it's called pre-planning, but that's what I'm going to say. But God knows, recently in our family, it seems like things come in threes. But we had someone that had not done anything versus a couple people that had done most. And my gosh, like, it really made me like, I don't want anyone in my family to have to go through this.
Sure.
So I think for what you're saying is, by tapping into or helping educate would be the better way to say it, by helping educate about how you can be part of your own celebration. You know, a lot of things are getting turned into more celebrations than they are funeral. visits, or what is that called?
Visitations.
Visitations, that's the word I was looking for. That is a way that I would utilize it to put on YouTube. For those out there that may be considering doing pre-planning, let me explain to you the different floral arrangements that are utilized. This is what's called a casket spray. And Mike will get a kick out of this because recently we had this conversation a few weeks ago and I called some flowers, they are side pieces. And that's not what they're called. I'm pretty positive they're not. But I don't know.
No.
Nor do other people.
The thing. It's not just casket sprays. Side pieces such as standing sprays.
Oh, is that the term?
That's the term.
Perfect.
Okay. But something that's real popular now, too, is fresh arrangement with keepsake pieces in them, such as lanterns, wind chimes, such as all that. And I don't think people really realize that there's other options out there besides just sending flowers or sending something to the home afterwards, not sending it directly to the funeral home. But that's why I mentioned that, because that's one thing that I don't do is push funeral stuff on social media.
Here's something that you just talked yourself into multiple videos. When something happens to someone that we know or a family that we know, and you want to send something, you know what, I need to call, I need to go online, I need to do it now. Working on that education piece is what I kind of call that, an education piece to say there are keepsake boxes, there are lanterns. That's a way where you're really not marketing. You're really sharing with people their options because people don't know. They've maybe seen a throw at another funeral they were at. They may have seen a lantern, but they really don't know. And explaining to people, how do you know? Do you send it to the funeral home? Do you send it to someone's home? You know, how does that work? So I think you have a lot of opportunity there. We tend to forget that YouTube is the second largest search engine. And those videos can live on for years and years versus something that you're just quickly posting on social media that's about something happening today.
Correct.
And there's always a way to share with people about something. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sales piece for your business.
Well, that's just by us having this conversation, my brain is already churning, like, what can I do in the next step? TikTok, you never know what's going to happen with TikTok from one day to the next.
And we really don't have any control over it.
No.
We can think nothing's going to happen and will something happen, you know, but this is potentially opening other cans of worms that could affect other platforms today, tomorrow, next year, 5 years down the road. It's just about not having all your eggs in one basket. And a lot of times, I think what you said, people don't realize the benefit of tapping into multiple social media platforms because of the different demographics, because of the different age groups.
Well, I have noticed too, and you can educate me on this, but even on Facebook, you're getting into more reels and stories and that type of thing, which is really the same thing as TikTok, but you're not clicking on that app of TikTok. You're still clicking on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think it'll ever, that sort of filming or whatever will ever go away, even though if TikTok is not there.
No, and actually there's been discussion, and I believe they've already rolled out some things with testing this with TikTok, is with horizontal video. And that's really to compete with YouTube, for example. So there's so many different tools and software out there to, if you record videos horizontal, where it's not portrait, it's horizontal. You can take and put that in an app or a software on your computer and cut off the edges. So if you stay in the middle of the screen, you cut off the edges. So now you've recorded a video that can go on YouTube, but also you're in the center with plenty of room to just cut off the edges, and it will go up as a 9x16 is the size, but it'll go out as a reel size or TikTok. So there's multiple ways to repurpose the same video. It's just planning ahead. How am I going to use this video? How could I use it down the road? I'm all about helping people repurpose content because it's valuable. If you're planning out what you're recording and you're recording valuable information to share with your audience, you're going to want to use that in more places than just one.
And like you said, it could be a year from now. If you reshared it a different way or whatever, it's going to be there.
Well, and that's what I talk to people about is building a library. It doesn't have to be stuff that you just want to put out this week. You know, film when you can and just have that in a folder in Google Albums, Google Drive, Dropbox. I could sit here and name OneDrive with Microsoft. Whatever is the easiest way for you to put all of that information, then you can pull from that when you need it and or repurpose it down the road. We could talk and talk about this. Do you know we started this topic about what if social media platforms were gone? And just in a brief conversation, look how many different ways we've talked about. All this video we've mentioned can also go on your website.
I think that's going back to the website that I said, website.
Website. Yes. So I always tell people, when's the last time you checked your website? Well, I mean, I did updates to it last year.
Yeah.
So it's something that those foundational pieces are so important, regardless if social media is here or not. But I got the same exact look earlier, and that's why I was like, this is going to be a great topic and a great story to share. And that's the other thing is, think about how many things you run into in a day. And I'm not talking about problems or issues, just in your daily business. That if you documented some of that down, you'd have content. There wouldn't be enough days in the week to post all of it.
Well, just like you coming to the shop a couple of weeks ago and recording or taking pictures of those casket sprays, and you were walking around the shop recording this and that.
And Easter
was... That's why it takes an army to make all this come true, because I couldn't do it.
An army. I talk to people a lot about planning. And that's the thing is your content calendar. So many times people are trying to do the month that you're in, but really getting yourselves out like by quarter. So if you were working on stuff that was quarter three, for example, instead of quarter two that we're going to be going into, things that you could come up with, maybe already have footage to use. That's the thing with social media. I think so many people get so frustrated, but it's the lack of planning that really makes it so frustrating, because if planned out, most people have content that they can film, that they can post about. But it's when you're sitting down with a blank piece of paper or that blinking cursor and you're trying to think of something right then and there that makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't think social media is going anywhere.
No, I don't either. Not at all.
Now, I know we had this lengthy discussion, but I'm sure there's probably something in this that you can relate to. Whether you're a florist, a small business, an organization, it doesn't matter. So thank you for joining me for this conversation.
You're quite welcome.
I'm so excited to have you drop in periodically as a co-host. So if you want to connect up with Mike, you can get all the links below. You really didn't even do an intro, but tell them just a little bit about yourself before we run.
I am the owner of Lloyd's Florists, which we have been in business for 53 years. Praise God. I have not been there 53 years, but I've been there 34 years. We are your full-service florist, doing everyday work, funeral work, birthday, maternity, baby, all that good stuff. But we specialize in events and weddings. And we do about 250 to 300 weddings a year. So that kind of wraps it up in a nutshell.
And you don't just do the florals. Like you full service design rentals.
Rentals. We do tables, chairs, china, napkins, tablecloths. We do all that. And a lot of people don't realize that we do that.
And really you help them pull together a vision.
We'll sit down and we'll go over every little thing from the bridal bouquet all the way through the reception. And we can help you as much or as least as you want us to. And our main thing is we want to work within the price range that you have. A lot of people will say, I don't want to go there because they're too expensive. I always say to myself, cheapest is not always better. I feel like you get what you pay for from Lloyd's Florist. And we are going to help you strategize through your plan and make that perfect day what you want it to be.
Well, and really, you're bringing years of expertise, not just being a full service florist. You've done design and decor work, and I know you don't talk that much about it, but you have big events to small events. And what you're getting is more than just a bundle of flowers or a floral arrangement. You're really getting that design element that you bring to the table that it brings the whole event together.
Well, one thing that I feel like is very important by owning this business is trends change daily. So we are constantly doing new things, changing our showroom, constantly doing things to bring people to come back to see what's going to be like next month. Trends in weddings change constantly. And sometimes it takes a little longer to get to this area, but we're going to be ahead of that. So you can start doing those trends that's not coming for a couple of years. I pride myself on the education that we reach out to pull in.
You really focus in on staying educated. You're part of different organizations,
yes.
Always branching out and trying to absorb as much as you can. And I think that's really important. So you're right. You get what you pay for. And what you do is you're bringing all of those years of experience, that continuing education, all of that together to deliver on what a client wants. And it really, no matter what type of event, because
exactly
I've seen you
right.
do elaborate galas, let me say it right, galas for nonprofit events, weddings, corporate events. I can keep going. I just saw recently you did an amazing engagement party.
Yes.
It looked like a wedding. It was looks amazing. Top notch.
It was fun.
Was fun, yes. Okay, for those that want to connect up with Mike, you will get all of the links below, and you can always go to Lloyd's Florist.
Yes, lloydsevents.com.
That's right, yes.
Thank you for joining us today on Simplified Solutions. If you found value in this episode and want to dive deeper into topics like this, here's how you can stay connected. Join our vibrant Facebook group, Simplified Solutions with Christina Stubblefield, to connect with fellow entrepreneurs and continue the conversation. For deeper dives into our topics and more exclusive content, visit our YouTube channel. Just search Christina Stubblefield to find us. And if you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to simplify success. We appreciate you being part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always simplified solutions for your business.